I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
That's a sound I've been hearing a lot this winter. Basketballs bouncing off the hardwood floor and glass backboard. I've been watching and photographing some of the girls' basketball at Grand Rapids High School and Itasca Community College. Tonight I'm at the high school for a Thunderhawks game against Duluth East that had been rescheduled from January because of a snowstorm. It's also the last home game of the season, and for the seniors it'll be the last time they'll play together as a team on this familiar court in front of their hometown family, friends, and fans. I arranged to talk with the seniors who are here about their thoughts as they prepare for their last home game of their high school career. While the junior varsity team was warming up on a court across the hallway for their game, I talked with the seniors in the training room, with the familiar clunking and whirring sounds of the ice machine in the background. As I came in, Mira, one of the seniors, was making good use of the ice machine. Her right foot was sitting in a bucket of ice water. I asked them to introduce themselves.
My name's Emily Walknick.
Liberty Blaine.
Brianna Sherping.
Megan Denny.
Mira Beachley.
And Mira, I see you've got something going on.
Yeah, I sprained my ankle on Friday.
Not playing tonight, I'm assuming.
Nope.
Nope. But you hope to be back by?
Either the semifinals or final game.
This is kind of your last home game. What does that feel like?
I'm pretty sad, especially because two of our seniors are gone and on vacation right now. So they're not here, and that's kind of hard because they're a big part of the team. So I know for me it's really hard, especially last time playing on this floor. Yeah, that's where I'm at.
It's kind of like a surreal moment because as I like look back, we were just, like 3 years ago, we were just little ninth graders on one of the courts, and it's kind of weird that we're finally on our last game of our senior year of high school, and it's just kind of weird looking back to see where we are now.
It's really sad. I never thought that I wouldn't be able to play my last home game here, so yeah, I'm really sad.
I imagine you guys have played together for quite a while.
Forever. Yeah, we've been a couple of us have been together since like second grade, and then most of us have been together since fourth. These two moved fifth grade year, so it's still
seventh,
but it's okay, fifth grade, yeah. And seventh, so it's about the same thing, but we've all been together since like fourth grade, so it's really hard, and there's so many of us.
What do you enjoy most about the team, I guess, the team aspect as opposed to basketball?
The fact, like, this basketball team's kind of like your second family, kind of, in a way, and you learn such bonds with one another, and it's, like, crazy to think that, like, we're almost done, and then we gotta all go our separate ways.
Yeah, same here. I'm, like, putting together the end-of-the-year slideshow already, and I'm, like, sitting at home almost crying just because all the pictures are going by, but same with Emily. It's just really hard to, like, this is, like, your second family, and in a couple months we'll all be separated, and then in 5 or 6 months we'll all be gone at our different schools, so we won't be able to see each other every day.
Yeah, it's just crazy how it just goes by so fast, and, you know, just thinking, like, it was just the tryout week just, like, a few weeks ago, but now it's last home game, so.
Last home game, but not the last game, right?
Yeah,
we have Duluth East tonight at home, and then Thief River Falls tomorrow away. And then the 2nd of February is our first section game, and then
2nd of March.
Second of March, not February. 2nd of March, and then the 7th will be the finals that hopefully we will be at.
So you know where the tournament games are being played yet?
Denfeld.
Yeah. Denfeld.
Okay. All of them?
Semis and finals.
Okay. So where are you sitting at? I know I've seen your record. I can't, off the top of my head, can't think.
We're
16-7. But we're number one right now.
We're first seed right now.
Yeah. 8-1 in the section.
So what do you think what's going to happen in the sections, and how do you feel about going into things?
I think we're going to be matched up with Hibbing in the finals if we get there. I think we'll be playing them and hopefully beat them 3 times this year, which is hard to do with one team, but I think we got it. I think we're able to do it.
We definitely have the potential to, so we have a good chance of going to state again this year, so that's what we're hoping for. We just got to work really hard and come out, because I know Hibbing's working just as hard right now because they want it.
I have a friend whose daughter plays for the Hibbing team, mm-hmm. And they're saying they can beat everybody, but they can't beat Grand Rapids.
That's good. Let's go.
I I wanted to know if they had a favorite memory of their time together. Liberty started off.
I have one from a long time ago, and Mira was at the three-point line, and she was down on the floor on her knees, and she shot it, and it went in. So that one was, like, the first one that came to my mind.
This year, too, yeah. Actually. So. Like, it was, like, in, like, fourth grade. One of those, and then this year.
Emily was next.
We do a lot of, like, running drills in practice, and there was just this one time where the JV coach, Kelly, thought he could beat us all. So he was like, if I can beat you guys, you got to run 4 or 5 more. So we got on the line, and Chris said go, and all I hear is the little skid mark of him falling right next to me, and he's just laying on the floor. I was like, you thought you could beat us. Look where you are now. Hitting the floor.
And Megan had a favorite.
I would say probably going to state with everyone. I mean, that's always a fun time, like being able to be with everyone for like a week and, you know, just kind of like the final hurrah of everything.
Living out the last of it.
Yeah.
What's the part you're not going to miss?
Definitely like the last 2 weeks, we've just been like in that mode where we want to just, everything we do, we want to kill each other. And I think that'll be nice to just get rid of for a little bit and not have to deal with that. But other than that, there's not anything really I can think of.
Definitely 4 seconds.
Oh, yeah.
Four seconds sprints.
Oh.
you have to get from one end of the arena to one end of the court to the other in 4 seconds, and we have to do that a lot, so that sucks.
Yeah.
Mira had a unique response, but one that I'm sure is familiar to many coaches' kids.
Probably not having my mother as a coach ever again. not gonna lie.
So anybody planning on playing next year anywhere?
I don't know. I might. I've been throwing it back and forth, but I have a couple schools that want me to, so I'm still trying to figure it out, but there's maybe. Mira's going for track and field.
Yeah, I am going to run the 300 hurdles at Sioux Falls University next year, so yeah.
UWS wanted me to go play soccer, but I turned them down and decided to go to UMD with Lutz, so.
Tennis.
Well, I played tennis, but... You know, I didn't get any offers anywhere. So I'm just going to go live my life at NDSU.
I do horse stuff, but not any other, like, school sports, so.
Yeah, I play softball, and I'm still looking at opportunities, places, but nothing set in stone quite yet, so, yeah.
Good. As for the immediate future, what's going to happen tonight?
We're going to get dubs. We better get dubs. We're missing Mira and Hannah and Megan Lutz, so... That's definitely going to impact us, but I think we can pull it out and get the win, so it should be good.
Yeah. I think it's going to be, like, a good learning experience to be able to get just different groups of people in the rotation like today and tomorrow, because with those key people gone, it'll be nice to see the teamwork and the collectiveness of what we can create on the floor.
Okay. Yeah. And they did take care of business that evening. Even with their two 1,000-point scorers missing, they handily beat Duluth East 74-51, and the next night traveled to Thief River Falls and won 51-45. As they walked off the court, I saw Liberty and Emily kneel down and stop to kiss the Thunderhawks logo as they left this court for the last time. Having talked with the girls and watching them play, it's easy to see how much they benefited from their experience of competing, being part of a team, and the powerful memories of the good and bad times they've shared. And I can't help thinking back with some sadness to my high school days in Big Fork, and the fact that there were no girls' sports offered at all at the time. I graduated in 1970, and it wasn't until 1974 when Glencoe took the first ever Minnesota State High School Girls' Basketball Championship. I imagine the opportunities and experiences that simply weren't available then. And maybe that's part of the reason I take such joy in watching these strong, energetic young women strive, compete, and enjoy their bonds with teammates. Barring a blizzard or unforeseen event, I'll travel to Duluth on March 2nd to cheer them on in the section tournament. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.